the world. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host. We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to help us understand a recent announcement that was previewed in the Voice of America. The Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, I'm told to say, has received over 1,000 orders for a new commercial aircraft it showed off at the Singapore Air Show. Rick, a very good evening to you. The C-19 single-aisle jet. They've been building it for years. Is it ready for prime time? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Absolutely not. It is not ready for prime time. The Chinese just were able to display early production examples at the Singapore Air Show last week after almost 20 years of development and effort. The Chinese have not yet perfected an indigenous engine for this airliner. And they are, after 20 years of development, basically competing with Boeing and Airbus airliners that already have 40 to 50 years of development behind them, and massive global market shares. And even with the Airbus is basically assembled in China, as is the Boeing 737, basically competing with the C919, but also providing great insights for Chinese engineers as they try to perfect this C919. At the Singapore Air Show last week, an early customer, the first foreign customer, according to a report in Aviation Week and Space Technology, hadn't even received full performance data on the airliner, which simply does not promote confidence in China's confidence in this airliner. It's not a great situation. China is going to require a long time to make this airliner attractive. And if China starts a war over Taiwan, I can foresee that almost immediately Airbus and Boeing's will not be sold to China. Spare parts will not be sold to China. 4,000 Chinese airliners, mainly Boeings and Airbuses, will be jeopardized, much as the Russian airline sector was jeopardized and made patently unsafe when, after Russia invaded Ukraine, similar embargoes were imposed. China dearly wants to be able to replace its Boeings and Airbuses, but at projected levels of production, that may require 55 years.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, because China does assemble Boeings and Airbuses, why can't it get the C-919 in the air fully capable? What's wrong here?
It requires foreign-built engines. That's the major barrier, Gordon. Without the indigenous engine, China cannot build them and guarantee their operation even for Chinese airlines. And definitely selling them will be problematic. If China starts a war, which it is threatening to do almost every other day, we will not sell engines to China. The Chinese airliners operated by foreign airlines will be grounded because we won't sell spare parts to ensure the function of those engines. That's probably the major barrier. But C-919 is essentially a Frankenstein creation of many different foreign source components, the cockpits, the wheels, various flight controls. China's strategy was to import all these components and then, as quickly as possible, learn how to make them themselves. I imagine China is well along in that process, but today China requires many, many foreign parts and those engines in order to sell viable airliners.
Gordon, Rick reminds me of a project that was announced many years ago, but even before Belt and Road. It was something about 2025, where China was going to be independent in major categories. And we can presume that the technology to build commercial aircraft would have been one of them. What happened to that program? Have they forgotten about it, Gordon?
No. You're referring to Made in China 2025, which was announced in 2015. And initially, they had 10 areas where they would achieve self-sufficiency in a decade. It's a World Trade Organization violation, and so China stopped talking about it, but they have continued the program below the surface. So it's alive and well.
What Rick is saying, however, is that with, you know, countdown 12 months, they're not ready. Did they steal the wrong thing? Do we have an explanation for that? Is it the economy? Is it that it was a bridge too far?
I think it was a bridge too far, John, because the 10 sectors covered almost every critical area. Now, they have made substantial progress. There's no doubt about that. But what Xi Jinping intends to do, as Rick says, is essentially to isolate China, largely because he believes that it needs to be self-sufficient for the reasons that Rick mentioned. One of them is that it could suffer boycotts as it goes to war against some neighbor.
I want to read a headline from the Bloomberg, Gordon, and ask whether this comports with 2025 or Belt and Road. China's premier skips annual briefing for the first time in 30 years. They're leaving out the man who's supposed to be in charge of the economy, Premier Li. Is this more indication that they're going to miss their target date of 2025?
I think it's an indication, John, that not only will they miss 2025, but also that they know they're going to face questions for which they have no answers, primarily about the economy. They reported 5.2% growth last year, but most analysts are talking about 1.5% growth. And since that time, we see China gripped by deflation, which suggests contraction.
Rick, just 30 seconds. Do we see shortfalls in other production areas like the military for high-end aircraft? Or is there any indication they're disappointing? 30 seconds.
Well, John, in order to meet immediate requirements and near-term requirements, the Chinese military sector is producing not just adequate examples of what is required, but multiple copies of this. Great redundancy in the Chinese military sector. So I think they're good, in at least in that sector.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,